I'm astronaut Bob Thirsk of the Canadian Space Agency. Welcome to the first Canadian expedition mission to the International Space Station.
The will to explore surges in the veins of every human being. From the earliest days, we have struggled across an uncharted globe. Mankind has used every clue, instinct, and iota of ingenuity. Now, Canada prepares to take its next step toward tomorrow. For the first time, Canada will undertake a long-duration expedition to the International Space Station. For the first time, a Canadian will live for an extended period away from the surface of this planet. A six-month mission to space, utterly dependent on a complex and fragile web of technology, weightless.
To take on the challenge of exploration, you have to pursue an understanding of the unknown. Be willing to travel to places that are just barely understood.
February 20th, 1962.
I was in grade three in Powell River, a pulp and paper town on the west coast of British Columbia. Our teacher gathered us around the classroom radio to listen to John Glenn as he became the first American to orbit the Earth. This was the first time the word astronaut entered my vocabulary. As I listened, my world changed, and my desire to explore space began.
The opportunities and challenges for a high-spirited Canadian kid to run and play and explore his world and its challenges sometimes came at a price.
I'd be the one that would come in from the playground with cuts, bruises, and broken arms.
But then, the summer just before grade 10, another dramatic event would arrest his attention.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
I was riveted, watching the television broadcast, the launches, and the walks on the moon, and visualizing myself working in that extraordinary environment.
Bob's engineering studies established a strong foundation in math and physics.
What I enjoyed most about my studies at the University of Calgary were the opportunities I had to use my hands, to be creative, and to address real-world challenges through design and experimentation. The idea of using engineering principles to help out people through healthcare really appealed to me. One of my professors took me aside one day and said, "Bob, if you want to be a biomedical engineer, then you need to get a medical degree."
Years of further intensive study, and just about the time the newly minted Dr. Thirsk was getting established as a family physician in Dalhousie, New Brunswick,
I picked up a newspaper, and there was an ad saying, "Canada is now ready to start an astronaut program."
4,000 Canadians applied. Six were chosen. Bob Thirsk began immediate training as backup to Marc Garneau, Canada's first man in space. 12 years later, Bob would finally get his first taste of space in a 17-day mission aboard the shuttle Columbia, studying muscle function and physiology. In the spring of 2009, Bob Thirsk will again contribute to the history of the Canadian space program, becoming an expedition astronaut, launching to the International Space Station aboard a Soyuz rocket, and living and working on the orbiting lab, where he will perform experiments to advance human health.
Join me to experience Canada's first expedition mission and know that space is part of your future.